now button.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is Thursday, which means I will be joined by my co-host in just a moment, Brooks Kubik, for Physical Culture Radio. It's going to be a great episode, I promise you. A couple announcements. First of all, we're still playing the Secret Word Contest through today. Tomorrow we will announce the winner on Casual Friday. If you're listening live, when you hear the secret word during a commercial break, email it to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered. We're giving away $200 worth of Quest Nutrition products. This includes protein bars, protein chips, or protein powders, any choices and selection thereof. You just have to email the secret word to onair@superhumanradio.com or send it to us using the Superhuman Radio Network app, and you're entered for this week. And every week the prize will change, and every week the secret word will change, and the secret word will occur twice a show randomly during commercial breaks. So you have to listen to the commercial breaks to learn the secret word. Number two, as Dr. Jeff said yesterday, we still have free bottles of VitaDrive. VitaDrive was formulated many, many years ago for hard training individuals. It is a multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement, and you can get a free bottle, not a sample, an entire bottle for free by going to superhumanradio.com. Bottom right-hand side of the website, it says Ask the Scientist. Click that banner ad. A form will open. Fill out the form and ask Dr. Jeff for a free bottle of VitaDrive. Make sure you include your mailing address or it will not arrive.
You're listening to Physical Culture Radio, home of dinosaur training. Now, here's the keeper of the flame of physical culture, Brooks Kubik.
How you doing, Brooks?
Carl, I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful. So let me do a little prelude here.
Okay.
So I was visiting with Brooks the other day in the Valley of the Dinosaurs back behind his house. And I learned something that I've never known about Brooks before. And I've known Brooks a lot of years, and we've talked about a lot of things. And I don't know how this never came up in discussion before, but Brooks shared something with me that we're going to talk about on the show today.
And I was surprised that you didn't know it, and it was funny to see your reaction because your jaw just dropped and hit the floor. You couldn't believe it.
Well, and I said to you, oh, we have to talk about this on Thursday. And you said, well, I guess if you want. I said, no, we have to talk about this on Thursday. This is the topic for the show because this is, I mean, maybe there's people out there who know it. Maybe you've shared these stories with those who follow your blogs and email newsletters. But it's something that I didn't know, and I feel like if I didn't know it, there's probably other people out there that didn't know it either. And quite frankly, it's important because it almost killed you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, literally, we're not saying it almost killed you, like, you know, figuratively, like, oh, I'd like to kill that mailman. No, it almost killed you. It almost ended your life, right?
It did. And, you know, this comes under the category of mistakes I have made. One of the things I've always been very open about in my writing, is sort of sharing the life story, and you know the life story includes mistakes, because frankly you learn as much from mistakes as from anything else. There's a wonderful short story by Mark Twain. I've always loved the title, "An Experiment That Failed."
This
comes under the category as, you know, as do many things, of an experiment that failed. But this one failed real badly.
Okay, so let's start from the beginning. in and around the time that you and I had this discussion, Amit Ram, a listener from Israel, posted on my Facebook wall a picture of a guy who is a Mr. Universe winner who says he's vegan. Now, when you listen to the whole video, what he tells you is he became vegan after winning Mr. Universe. And he's only been doing it for a short time. But so that made a lot of people come out and say, could this be true? You know, could he really be vegan and maintaining this kind of muscle and win a Mr. Universe? And no, he didn't win the Mr. Universe as a vegan. He won the Mr. Universe and then he became a vegan. So there's a very good distinction to build on from there. But that brought a lot of people out who said, of course you can be strong and build muscle as a vegan. And that kind of led to the reason why when you told me what you told me, I said, we have to do this show. We have to talk about this. So before we explain what you did, let's explain why you did it. You and Trudy are grassroots type people. You're ancestral diet type people. And you had this idea. You thought, gee, I wonder if things got tough. And really got tough. I mean, you know, that people talk about preparedness for. And we lost all of our creature comforts and the conveniences and entrapments that we live with day in and day out. And food became a scarcity. Food as we think of it today. You know, could I survive, right? That's how this whole thing started, right?
That's how it started. And part of the genesis for that, people may remember that we had some really, really severe windstorms in the Louisville area starting about 10 years ago, 10, 12 years ago. And the part of town that we live in has a lot of trees around it. And the trees came down, and that brought all the power lines down. And we have hit, and then there was also an ice storm where the ice on the tree branches brought branches and trees down, and of course that brought more power lines down. And so in a very short period of time, we had three weather-related events that had us without power. I think one lasted about 3 weeks because we were about the last people on the grid to get the power hooked back up. But we were without power for 3 weeks.
I remember this event because a tree fell on my home during that that storm. And I actually was lucky enough to have a small generator that powered our refrigerator and a couple other appliances for the weeks that we went without power. So I remember it very well.
Yeah, well, you were one of the lucky ones,
yeah.
And one of the ones who had prepared. That was the same storm where a tree literally almost fell on me while I was trying to drive home in the car. I mean, like literally missed by about 10 feet. Big tree, too. So, yeah, I mean, you know, these things were pretty serious. But in any event, that got us thinking, okay, you know, what happens, you know, as I said, we had 3 weeks without power, 2 weeks without power, in a period in the winter where for a week, maybe 10 days, we were without power, and that was in the middle of winter with snow and ice on the ground. So, you know, we started thinking about, okay, you know, how do you get prepared? What do? You know, you try the backup generator, but you also want, you know, a food supply. What can you eat? And so, you know, your survival foods that you would put down in the basement, you know, keep for an emergency. You know, a lot of them would be, you know, things like rice, pasta products, noodles, things that you can cook up.
Right, things that store easily, that have a long shelf life. And are not considered "quote unquote" perishables.
Exactly, and you know, dried beans, you know, canned beans. You know, you're thinking of all those things. And Trudy is fine with those kinds of foods. That's, you know, that would be fine for her. I mean, she'd do okay. She doesn't eat a lot. She's tiny and petite. Doesn't need a lot of calories. Doesn't need a lot of protein. You know, she eats a healthy diet, but she can very easily get by on something that many of us would think is less than optimal. Now, I'm different. I'm big, and I have a lot of muscle mass, And so I need a lot more food, and I need a lot more protein. And here's the weird thing. You would think that in all respects, I'm the picture of health. Well, you know, the weakness that I have, the natural weakness, is that I've got severe food allergies and food intolerances and a very, very sensitive digestive system. So I have trouble with a lot of foods. And again, remember, I need a lot of protein and a lot of calories. So, you know, the challenge, as we saw it, was, okay, you know, what do we do so that I've got enough food? You know, particularly if you're thinking if there's a situation where the power is out, you know, you're going to need more calories just to stay warm. You're going to be doing more physical work, doing stuff to try to, you know, keep things together.
Yeah, because you're in survival mode now.
Yeah. You know, so
survival
so
isn't kick back and grab the TV remote and chill.
Survival, you know,
is
so,
like, oh man.
We were thinking about all those options. And at the same time, you know, I was actually reading some things about society and possible societal changes and, you know,
mayhem in the streets, right?
Mayhem in the streets, but, you know, not to get too end of the world or, you know, apocalyptic about it, but, you know, you could easily have an earthquake situation. You could have infrastructure, you know, you've got flooding, you know, we've had severe flooding, you know, in many parts of the country, you've got wildfires, you know, there are lots of situations that could create really extreme situations for people very, very quickly, and they'd be in this same situation, and if there was infrastructure damage, then the food wouldn't be coming in from outside, the grocery stores would largely be bare. So,
or looted. Yeah, they would, because they'd be looted within the first day or two.
Yeah. You know, so, you know, we started thinking about things like, you know, if you have a garden, does that serve as a, you know, a source of food supply? But, you know, more to the point, if you have food down in the basement for 30 days or something, you know, that might be a good idea. So, you know, we're exploring these issues and thinking about these things and trying to figure out, you know, what to do, what to be ready for, you know, the next time there's 3 weeks with no power. And that led to some discussions back and forth about, you know, what do we do for me? Because I'm the problem, so to speak. And the problem for people generally is the protein.
Right.
You know, the animal foods, dairy, eggs, meat, fish, chicken.
Yeah, they're perishable, or they require a great deal of energy, and they require access to the animals. And it's not as easy as canning beans and canning stuff and just letting it sit there on a shelf for 8 years until you need it.
Yeah. So, you know, that led to the question of, would it be possible, either for a short period of time or an indefinite period of time, to make a vegetarian diet work?
Right.
Okay. And I thought, you know, I did a lot of reading about this, and of course you have a lot of back and forth. Some people say yay, some people say nay. And you know, a lot of people are very strongly opinionated about this. You know, they have like almost religious
opinions. Well, there's a lot of dogma in traditional vegetarian vegan diets, because most people choose to eat that way. Not because they're worried about, like you were, experimenting with this apocalyptic event and okay, so these are the only foods that are available. Can we survive on them? They're doing it because, you know, they love animals and they feel sorry for, you know, creatures, and so they're not going to eat animals. And it's more of a, almost a moral decision as opposed to a dietary decision.
Yeah, and you know, I'm not arguing against that at all. You know, everyone has a right to their own.
No,
beliefs.
But it's important to point out that your approach to this was more of a scientific experiment of necessity as opposed to choice.
It was, and here's what I was thinking. I was thinking, okay, if Brooks doing heavy training, weighing 225 pounds, can do okay on a vegetarian diet, then that's really good information to share with everyone else. if it works, it's good information to share.
Yeah, you would have written about it extensively.
Exactly. I would have said, I'm not saying you have to do this, but
if it's your choice,
or if you're at all interested, or for whatever purpose, here's my experience with it, and so on. So that's what I was doing. It was the same way I test different training programs and different exercises and different kinds of equipment, and then report on the results, be they good or bad. I was trying a dietary experiment, and I was going to report on the results, good or bad.
So here's what we want to do.
Close to a break, but
we want to take a break. So let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out exactly what happened on this experiment. I think we already know because of the name, what the show description is. But let's talk specifically.
Yeah, I know. We've got some specifics to share.
Because we have decided, we actually worked on this show, which means we made some discussion notes. Because what we want to do is we want to take the political slash moral polarizing aspects out of this and address the whole vegan vegetarian diet from a more dietary realistic approach. We're going to do our best to do that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's secret word contest. And good luck.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today. You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Now I want to see if you can rock my beat. Now all hip-hop beats go boom, boom, tap. So check this out. Button number one is boom, boom. And button number two is tap.
Button number one is boom, boom. And button number two is tap. Remember that, Brooks.
Is that the secret word?
No. They actually happened during the last break.
I heard it.
If someone just fast-forwarded through the podcast, you may want to back up and listen to the spots. And I also want to let Alex Leaf, our news director, who listens to the show live now because his schedule permits it, to know that I'm standing during the entire show today. That's all. Just wanted to let him know that. Anyway, okay, so you started eating vegan, right?
Vegetarian first.
Vegetarian first. So what was the first template? Like what animal protein products were you including?
Hard cheese, cottage cheese, yogurt, and eggs.
Okay, so lacto-ovo-vegetarians. Okay, mm-hmm. That's actually a really good diet.
With no milk because I'm lactose intolerant, but the hard cheese, the cottage cheese, and the yogurt, I was able to digest okay, but not milk. So lacto-ovo, but not actually drinking milk.
Okay. Now, how long did you do that for?
About probably 3 to 6 weeks. Probably about, you know, what, 3 to 6 weeks, a month, maybe a month and a half.
And you felt good?
Felt good.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what happened? What did you think? Well, I got to take this to a further extreme now.
Yeah, I thought, okay, you know, that's working okay. So, of course, the problem is, you know, and again, this is an experiment, you know, a survival situation. What do you do? You're not going to have the eggs, and you're not going to have the
They'll be gone in the first 3 to 6 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. So what do you do? Okay. Well, you find plant-based substitutes. So I said, okay, I'm going to try gradually easing the eggs out of the diet, replace them with other things, replace the cheese with other things, and see what happens. So I transitioned into what was a complete vegetable-based or vegetarian, a true vegetarian or vegan diet.
And how long did you, so you did this entire experiment for about a year, you said, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so this wasn't a short stint, folks, okay?
This was a long-term thing, yeah.
Now, as you eased into the more restrictive vegan diet, did you feel good?
I felt good, or at least I talked myself into thinking I was feeling good initially. And then I started feeling not so good.
What about the training? Did the training start to suffer at all at any point in this time?
Training started to suffer probably a couple of weeks or a month or so into the pure vegan thing.
And now we also want to mention that you had blood work during these periods as well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll talk about that later. Okay. So now you move on and you actually end up doing the whole vegan thing for a total of a year.
Mm-hmm.
And what everybody talks about when they go vegan, in fact, I had somebody just recently on Facebook said, well, if Carl would just try to go vegan for a while, he'd feel so great. And I just find it hard to believe that. And I'm narrow-minded. I admit it. Okay. But I find it hard to believe that given how hard I work in the gym. I just can't imagine I would have to eat so much food in order to do what I do in the gym 5 to 6 days a week. Am I wrong about that? Or can you be completely vegan and go in and crush the weights and make progress week after week?
In my case, it was absolutely impossible. And, you know, I think it would be very difficult for anybody. But, you know, I will tell you that training really hard and heavy on a vegan diet is virtually impossible for me. And even living healthily and feeling healthy and good is very difficult for me on a vegan diet.
Talk about the food you were eating. I want to go a little long in this segment, and then we'll take a break. So talk about the foods. So I want to make a distinction first before you talk about the foods, okay? Let's do this, and we'll set it up, and then we'll talk about the foods next segment. You and I had a discussion, and I said, from an evolutionary perspective, which is what all modern vegans point at when they say, oh, we're supposed to be vegans, right? They look back and they say, look, we're supposed to be vegans, plant-based diets, right? And I agree with them. More plants in the diet are actually a good thing. Tubers and you know, things like onions and garlic and kale and bok choy. All these things are really good things to eat lots of. I don't have a problem with that. But when they say, oh, you know, we were made to be vegans. You know, meat's bad for you. Meat's horrible for you. And they point towards evolution. They point towards the past. And I agree with them. The diet that our ancestors ate because of access and opportunity may have been plant-based for weeks at a time, perhaps, maybe even longer. But it was plant-based. They were eating vegetation, hence the word vegetarian and vegan. They were eating things that readily grew out of the ground. And that is what the vegan diet is. Today, the modern vegan diet is not that. The modern vegan diet is eat anything as long as it's not animal protein. And that's a vastly different template than the vegan diet of a million years ago where you had to dig it and eat it. Which, by the way, they probably spent most of their day digging and eating because they had no time to do anything else in order to acquire enough nutrition to run their bodies. But the point is, today's vegan says, hey, as long as I'm not eating eggs and dairy and animal protein, I'm a vegan. I'm okay. That is not a vegan template. Bread, pasta, tofurkey, these are crap foods. I'm sorry. And just because you're eating them and calling yourself a vegan doesn't mean you're doing the vegan diet that you point to from evolution that you're saying is the that is proof that we should be vegans. What do you say about that statement?
Well, I agree with it.
Am I too strong? Too opinionated about it, you think? Or?
Well, I'm pretty opinionated about it. I am very much against any kind of pseudo-foods or any kind of refined foods in the diet. And for that reason, when someone is following a paleo diet, but they're eating, you know, paleo cookies or paleo candy or paleo cake.
Yeah, right, right.
You know, paleo bread, paleo toast. What is it? Paleo pancakes are like, you know, the most popular recipe on the internet, or at least it seems like that. You know, I'm thinking, That's not really an accurate paleo diet. That's pseudo-paleo.
Right.
And similarly, if someone goes on a vegetarian or vegan diet and they're eating tofurkey or fake meats, which are highly processed foods, incredibly highly processed foods, if they're eating cakes and cookies and Twinkies and...
Yeah, just because they don't have animal protein and dairy in them, right.
Yeah, exactly. And they're thinking, you know, this cereal for breakfast is fine. You know, I put my almond milk on it or my soy milk, and I, you know, I'm doing the vegan thing or the vegetarian thing. It's wonderful. Well, no, it's not. And I agree with you. There's a huge difference between that kind of vegan or vegetarian approach and a vegan or vegetarian approach that is based on plant foods but whole foods.
Right.
I don't mean from the whole food store. I mean foods that you prepare yourself.
That came out of the ground.
Yeah.
That you prepared yourself, that aren't shaped in, made in the shape of a pork chop. You know, so that you feel like you're eating meat and you're not depriving yourself, which is a whole other issue I want to talk about. But these are the types of foods that most vegans / vegetarians eat. And that is not a healthy diet. I don't care if you are sparing animals. It's a stupid idea. Now, when we come back, let's talk about the way you were eating and what happened.
Okay.
How about that? All right, so
sure.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Physical Culture Radio.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now. Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. So, in the last segment, we discussed the realities of if you're eating whole foods, it's a big difference than if you're eating, tofu vegan burgers and all these other processed foods. That's just as bad as eating any other crap diet you could imagine.
Well, it is. And that's one reason why there are so many conflicting accounts of whether a vegetarian or vegan diet worked for somebody
exactly,
or didn't work.
Exactly.
You know, if you have somebody who's following the standard American diet, which is a refined food, high carbohydrate, usually high fat, crap diet, okay, and they switch to a true vegetarian or even a true vegan diet, they might very well feel much better. They're going from eating refined foods to natural foods.
Right.
Okay, and if they take it the next step and they go from eating refined foods to eating natural and organic and locally grown foods, you know, that can be quite a game changer for a lot of people. And so some people might do that. And they might say, wow, this is great. I've never felt better. You know, I'm losing fat. I'm full of energy. I'm feeling great.
And this is why when the average person who's on the average American diet,
mm-hmm.
who's eating, you know, Burger King and fast food and crappy foods at home, goes to a vegan / vegetarian diet, they feel good because if you look at this like from the ground up, the ground being the worst possible diet, then you move up to a better diet. You're actually eliminating a lot of the crap in your diet. But when somebody who has been eating all of those types of vegetables and whole foods and including healthy cuts of animal protein from a farmer who is raising animals the right way and getting dairy from a farmer who makes dairy the right way and eggs from a farmer who raises chickens the right way, then going to a diet of the modern vegan diet where you're buying boxes of tofu burgers and tofurkey and tofu bacon and all that sort of stuff, that's a step down. That's not a step up.
Absolutely.
Now, if you went from there just to eating vegetables and stuff that grows out of the ground that's organic, not sprayed, yeah, you may be able to thrive, but you've got to eat so much more of that.
Well, yeah, and that starts to tie into, the next issue. And you mentioned a good point. You said you have to eat a whole lot more, right? Okay, remember something. A lot of vegetarians and vegans are fairly light in body weight.
In fact, Scott Burbank, who's a big fan of the show, great guy, he just messaged me a link to a guy named, I think, Robert Cheek. I just looked at it briefly because I actually had to go run the stairs during the break, who is a vegan bodybuilder. And there are other pictures of quote-unquote vegan bodybuilders on there. But I wouldn't call them bodybuilders. They look more like a physique, or not even physique. They're very, very, they're small in muscle, but they're lean. So when you think of a bodybuilder, when you think of a weightlifter, you think of somebody that's hypermuscular and lean as well. I don't think you can get there on a vegan diet, even if you're eating whole foods, because you'd have to spend all day just eating, and you'd have to be so selective in making sure you're getting pea protein and hemp protein so that you're getting complete amino acid profiles all the time.
Yeah. Well, and hold that thought. I'd like to come back to that in the fourth segment. But you would ask, what was I eating? And I was eating fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, nuts, peanuts, tofu, and I was using the tofu sort of as a main dish type thing,
right.
cooking it various ways,
right.
You know, curries and things like that, rice, whole wheat bread, trying to think if there was anything else. That was, legumes, lentils.
You said pasta, right?
Pasta. Mm-hmm.
Lots of pasta. Weren't you eating a lot of pasta?
Yeah, fair amount of pasta. And really eating a lot of everything that I just mentioned, because, again, big, lots of muscle mass, training hard, fast metabolism. I'm hungry, okay? So I'm eating a lot of food. I eat a lot of calories.
Would you say you actually now had to become very focused on your eating?
Yeah.
I don't mean on your dietary template. I mean, like, all day long you had to prepare meals and eat meals and prepare meals and eat meals to a greater degree than you do now.
Well, it was very difficult. And you will recall Trudy was a part of the conversation when we were talking the other day, and she immediately said she hated it, that she could, you know, the time that I was on the vegan diet was miserable for her because cooking the meals was so time-consuming, so difficult, and it seemed to her like she was cooking all the time, and yet I was always hungry. And, I mean, the thing that I remember about this was I got to the point where I was just hungry all day long. I was just like frantic for food.
Well, one thing is for sure that science is showing us. Protein equals satiety. The body knows it needs protein because it cannot store protein.
Mm-hmm.
And so the body strives, I don't know where the set point is, I don't know what creates a set point for what the body thinks it needs in the way of protein. But the body appears to be happy when it gets whatever its little heart desires amount of protein is, and that seems to be a hard thing to do. And it could be because of the amino acid profiles, because there's lots of vegans out there who'll eat a ton of beans and say, look, I just had 60 grams of protein along with 180 grams of carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a ratio thing there. I don't know. But they'll say, oh, look, I'm getting a lot of protein. I don't understand it. What, you know, this is protein. The body seems to treat proteins from animals differently than it does from plants. In fact, Alex Leaf just sent me an amazing study that I just don't have the time to read right now. But I know which one it is. It's the one that, what's her first name? Her last name is Agnello. She used to run the Wenner Gren Foundation. She wrote an article that went around the internet like for years saying that when we started eating meat, that's when our brains grew because mm-hmm. our guts got smaller because we didn't have to eat as much food anymore.
Well, I'm aware of that study and all of that, of course. And, you know, of course, last week a study came out that said, oh, no, it was eating tubers, carbs, that caused our brains to grow larger, which, you know, I don't want to get into that debate right now. But what I experienced was, and again, this is 225-pound lifter, massive, massive hunger. And here's where it got really weird. There are 8 foods that are the most highly allergenic of foods, or they're the foods most commonly associated with food allergies. And this is what I didn't consider when I went on the diet. And this is what people don't talk about when they talk about the merits of vegetarian or vegan diets, be it pro or con. Everyone ignores this issue. The eight most highly allergenic foods, soybeans, wheat, eggs, milk and dairy products, fish, shellfish, tree nuts, peanuts. Okay? So look at me. I'm eating a whole lot of soybeans in the form of tofu, wheat, tree nuts, and peanuts.
Yeah.
Every day. And a whole lot of people on a vegetarian diet, a lacto-ovo-vegetarian diet, will add to that eggs and milk. So they're consuming six out of the eight most allergenic foods. I was consuming four out of eight, and compounding that because I find it very, very difficult, virtually impossible, to digest beans and legumes. And friends, people that I knew who were on vegetarian or vegan diets, they said, oh, just give it time, your body will adjust, it will adapt. It never did. They said, you know, take digestive aids, they didn't work. They said, try Beano, it didn't work. And I was constantly walking around with an upset stomach. I mean, it was so bad. You know, it's basically a case of, you know, okay, how far away is the bathroom because I might need to make a, you know, a run for it at any point in time. It was just ridiculous.
Right.
Now, imagine, Carl, how that affects your training.
Oh, I know.
It's like, you know, you cannot train hard and heavy when your guts are just, you know, giving you constant misery.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening. And research the literature, you will not find people talking about this, which, to my mind, is a huge mistake, virtually criminal.
Well, and there is emerging research now that I'm aware of that's not even been published yet, that this whole fiber thing, we may have taken it way too far to the other extreme like we always do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I predict that in 5 to 10 years, we're going to find out that a little fiber in the diet is important, but the amount of fiber that people are striving to get today because they think that it's going to be better for them is actually causing a lot of the stomach problems that we're seeing in diseases like SIBO, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, and so on. We have to take a break. More of this discussion, I promise you, it's going to stay interesting. Scott Burbank also just sent me a meal template for bodybuilders who are vegans. And we'll read it over the air, too. Thanks for that, Scott.
Okay.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing, and effective strength training, muscle-building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carb.
C-A-R-B-G-U-I-D-E.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herb or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more, Michael's Naturopathic Programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving it to his own family from the very start. You can find Michael's product at your local health food store or go to michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation. That's michaelshealth.com.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else? Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court sends top-rated instructors to your local court so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. Part of the physical culture dynamic is nutrition. Those of us within the physical culture community, we're always experimenting with nutrition because we're always trying to find that sweet spot between what food can do to help build muscle and keep us healthy. It's important to eat vegetables. It's important to eat whole foods that grow out of the ground. It's important to eat a lot of them. But when you becoming a completely vegan person, to me, and this is just to me, is as extreme as becoming a beef eater, where all you eat is beef all the time. You'd end up very sick. You'd end up with vitamin and mineral deficiencies. You'd end up with digestive problems. We are hybrids. I want to tell a story, but I'll let you. I want to pick up where you left off first, and then I want to go back 4 million years, and I want to make a case for why we should be eating some amount of animal protein in our diet, regardless of how we get it. Okay, so
well,
let's go back to where you
were. Also make a note to ask me about my blood work. That's something that.
Well, no, we're gonna do that, and then I also have a great vegan bodybuilding sample vegan meal program that Scott Burbank sent me. It's very well thought out. I want to read it on the air, and we'll talk about that too. So, you were eating all day long. You were always hungry. Your lifting sucked. Scott also messaged me and said, he's right, the gas sucks. digestive issues, gas all the time. This seems to be a real, what's the word I'm looking for? You know, this is like you got to be on a mission to want to be a vegan.
Well, it varies from person to person.
Yeah, you're right.
Some people
they
can handle
it.
The food.
Yes.
And other people cannot. And I was one of those people who could not. And, you know, for any vegans or vegetarians out there who are listening and, you know, just cringing and, you know, pounding their fist on the table and so on, you have the same issues with people who follow non-vegetarian or non-vegan diets. You know, for example, the advice to drink gallons of milk every day to gain weight,
yeah.
You know, standard traditional advice, ignores the fact that a lot of people cannot tolerate milk.
65% of the adult population in the United States alone has some level of lactose intolerance.
Yeah, and so why in the world are we still putting out the message, drink a gallon of milk a day, the Go Mad thing, drink a gallon of milk a day to gain muscular body weight? At the very least, you've got to put that out with a big warning disclaimer that says, but be aware of the fact that 65%, you know, as you said, have some degree of lactose intolerance. And if you do, you won't be able to do this. You know, so yeah. It's not just a vegetarian or a vegan issue. It's people throwing out fairly rigid, you know, almost dogmatic advice on eating and not recognizing that for many other people, the advice that they're giving is just completely counterproductive and unworkable.
Yeah.
So that's what I discovered. Now, as time passed, it got worse and worse. And I mean, I got to the point where I was just frantic to get food because I was always hungry, but my meals never satisfied me. I never felt better. And I never had that, you know, healthy feeling that you have after a good meal because I was always feeling sick after a meal.
Well, so in fact, you went to the doctors, right? You had your blood work done. You're
yep.
already vegan for how long?
I had blood work done three times during the process and had blood work done before and had blood work done after. Short story, here's what happened. My total cholesterol level plummeted. And my doctor thought that was great.
And that's not a good thing, by the way, because people with low cholesterol die a lot earlier than people with high cholesterol. Just remember that.
Exactly. But my doctor, who was an old school doctor, thinking cholesterol is bad, period, cheered to see the cholesterol coming down.
Right.
He thought that was great.
But in fact, weren't your triglycerides still staying high?
Well, my total cholesterol came down, which, as you noted, is not necessarily a good thing.
Right.
Particularly because my HDL, the good cholesterol,
is what plummeted.
Plummeted worse than anything.
Now, if I remember,
to like 20.
I was going to say, now if I remember correctly, you have always had extremely high HDL, like unusually. Like, cause I think you and Elisa had that conversation at the house one day, where she was saying her HDL is usually over 100. Wasn't yours usually up there, too?
At 100?
Near there.
No, she may have had that conversation with Trudy. Trudy's got remarkably high HDL.
Okay, that's what it was. That's
yeah.
what it was. Okay.
But mine went from like 45, 50-ish down to like 22.
Which in my opinion, 45, 50-ish is the low side of good cholesterol, of good HDL. That's really like, if you're there, you're okay. If you start getting lower than that, you need to think about what's going on with your body.
Yeah, and then at the same time, my blood sugar went through the roof to the point where I could have been diagnosed as diabetic.
Was it close to like the 120 milligrams a liter of blood at that point?
It was 118 to 123.
So you're pre-diabetic. Once it hits 125, you're full-blown diabetic. Your doctor didn't say anything about that?
Doctor said nothing about it, okay. Then we go to the triglycerides. The triglycerides shot up into the 200s, and there was one time like 300. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, if you look at the book, Protein Power and the Protein Power Life Plan.
Right.
By Dr. Michael Eads and Mary Dan Eads.
Yeah.
Dr. Mary Dan Eads. You know, if you look at that, one of the things that they talk about in their books is a marker for possible, you know, for cardiovascular risk is the ratio between your triglycerides and your HDL.
Right.
And the ratio should never be more than 5-1.
Right.
In other words, you want high HDL, low triglycerides, and the ratio between the two should be
2-1.
I mean, 2-1, 3-1, 4-1, 5-1 is like the highest acceptable level. Over 5-1, it's bad. Okay. So I've got HDL in the 20s and triglycerides
in the 200s. So
in
you got
the 200s
you got
going up to 300.
Right.
You know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, well, you know, this is, you know, it's not much fun, but it's good for my health because my cholesterol's down and my doctor's happy and et cetera. And in fact, the blood work should have said, and I know it now, but I didn't know it then, the blood work should have said, stop this immediately and do what you need to do to get your HDL back up and your triglycerides back down. And Carl, what are the three things you do eating wise to make that happen?
Well, they usually tell you to cut fat, but I would just cut out the carbs. But how can you cut out the carbs if your vegan diet is based exclusively on carbohydrates?
Well, yeah, exactly. And so the problem that I was having was I was following a diet that even though I was exercising and even though, you know, I was not carrying excess body weight, and in fact, you know, I was lean and trim.
Did you lose muscle?
Nevertheless.
Did you lose muscle?
Yeah, yeah, I lost muscle. I went from 225 to 210. Hold that thought for a second, though. But I looked like I was in good health. I felt miserable, and my blood work had me basically a diabetic or pre-diabetic.
With high cardiovascular risk.
With high cardiovascular risk and being hungry all the time, constantly hungry.
How could that? I mean, just from a sensibility standpoint, how could that be a good diet if that's the way for you? I'm talking about, like you said before, there's people out there that can thrive on it. They're different. But for you, that's got red flags at saying you should not be eating this way. This is not good for you, Brooks Cubic.
Absolutely. And that's the message that I'm trying to put out. In my personal case, with my physiology, my biochemistry, and we're all different, the cumulative effect of this diet was really, as you said, to put me at extreme risk of a cardiovascular event.
Not
a good thing for a 52-year-old man.
I would venture to guess that most people who are on a very, very strict vegan diet where they're eating a lot of processed foods to meet their vegan requirements, I would venture to guess that those who get blood work, their blood work is not great looking, and the large majority don't get blood work and don't even know that they're a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
Any more than the guy who eats exclusively bacon, fat, and coconut oil all day because he says, Dave Asprey said it'll make him thin. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, these extremes are where the problems arise, in my opinion. Let's do this. Let's take one quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. Don't forget, listen for the secret word and win.
Curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use Superhuman Curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's
world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead. Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great-tasting flavors, Tropic Fruit and Raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra-premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dyes. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high-performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SUPER. Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Physical Culture Radio. We're talking about Brooks Kubik's excursion into being a vegan, and it didn't work for him. It apparently worked for some people. There's a lot of people out there who swear by it, and that's why the message of this show should be this. I'm not bashing being a vegan. What I'm saying is the truth about nutrition lies somewhere in the middle, and what I mean by that is moderation, and I don't mean a little bit of this and a little bit. I mean moderation in not being too exclusionary about what foods you choose to eat or not eat. There are absolute offenders out there. We know that poisons from pesticides and herbicides should be eliminated from the diet. Grains should be kept to some sort of minimum amount because they've been shown to cause inflammation. There are some foods out there that you need to just have in small amounts, but perhaps not excluding everything. Any of these extreme diets that call for, you know, the grapefruit diet or any of these, they're nonsense. They can't work because 4 million years of evolution is going to crush any theory some doctor has in a book. Now, I want to talk about something and then I want to come back to you, Brooks, if that's okay.
Okay, sure.
We are just direct descendants of 4 million years ago from the Australopithecus, which was the hominids that ventured out of Africa, and eventually we became descendants of them. But we didn't become descendants of them until the Australopithecus gracile version of the species arrived. So before gracile, it was called Australopithecus robustus. Australopithecus robustus looked like a gorilla. It had a big, broad jaw, big, wide face. It had small incisors in the front. It had big masher teeth along the side of the jaw. It had a huge gut that went from what appeared to be right below its chest all the way down to its groin. And its gut was distended looking. It spent 80% of its day finding and chewing twigs and fruits and tubers and any kind of foliage it could find. It spent all day long doing that. Now, the Australopithecus gracile was identified as the first of the Australopithecus species to first start using tools to dig marrow out of bones and start eating animal flesh. And over evolution, they occurred almost side by side for a period of time. And over the evolutionary process, Robustus became extinct. Gracile thrived. Its gut got smaller. Its brain got bigger. Its jaw got narrower. Its head looks like our skull. Now, it is true that there was a period of time in our evolution where we were vegans. But I hate to tell you this, and I know you're going to find all sorts of excuses not to believe what I'm saying, but that ancestor became extinct. And we are direct descendants of Australopithecus gracile, the one that learned to eat meat, the one whose stomach got smaller, and because all that energy wasn't being used for finding food and digesting it, the brain got bigger, the landscape of the brain changed, the head changed, the skull changed, the teeth changed, the jaw, everything changed. Eating meat was a game changer in our trajectory, second only to becoming bipeds. And I know there's a lot of people out there who just can't believe that we are just as cruel and corrupt as the savage lion that would chase down the gazelle and eat it, or the hawk that would pick up the cute little chipmunk in the backyard and carry it away to eat it and devour it while it's alive. We hate it. We're like vampires. We don't want to admit that we have to suck the blood of others. And so we want to lie to ourselves and say, no, I can go on eating anything that doesn't have a face. A tofu burger doesn't have a face. Tofurky doesn't have a face. I can eat those things. I'm going to do what our ancestors did. You're doing what an ancestor who is extinct did. You're not doing what your direct ancestors did. Your direct ancestors stepped over to the dark side and figured out by eating nutrient-dense flesh that they would thrive. And here we are today. Make peace with it. Okay? Make peace with it. Because it's the God's honest truth. I shouldn't even say God's honest. It's the facts. 4.6 million years of evolution. Staring in the face of people who write books and say, no, we're supposed to be vegans. There are so many indicators that we are predators that it's ridiculous. Predators have eyes that are close set in their skull and pupils that are round. You ever look at a cow? It's got eyes that are wide set on the side of its head, and its pupils are horizontal. We have incisors. We have canines. There's a reason that we have those plus the mashing molars in the back. We are hybrids. We are one of the few animals that we can survive. If we don't have meat, we can get by for a while on what we can dig out of the ground, but we will need meat again if we want to thrive. That's it. You know, find the middle. It's not about being a vegan, a vegetarian. I'd say, hey, you want to be a vegetarian? Be a lacto-pescivar vegetarian or ovo-pescivar. Eat fish and eggs. You know, eggs, that's harmless. You're not killing the animal. You're just exploiting its external ovaries. You know, I mean, it's like, and fish. Well, people say, well, fish don't have faces. They, you know, lots of vegetarians will eat fish. Then do that. But don't sequester yourself to having to find something that looks like meat to satisfy your need for meat. There's a reason that you desire the texture, smell, the look, the flavor of something that emulates meat. It's because you need meat. You don't need tofu that looks and smells. And what did you say when we were talking, Brooks? It's like a cannibal who doesn't want to be a cannibal anymore, but he wants his food to be shaped in the shape of a human being so he can eat it.
Yeah, I was saying that all of the fake meats that are sold to vegans are really bizarre, because if you have a moral issue with eating meat, why in the world would you want to eat a fake meat? It's like having a moral aversion to cannibalism, as virtually all of us do. I mean, that's, you know, one of the most basic fundamental taboos for the human race. And yet, thinking that it's okay to eat fake meat made to look like human flesh.
Yeah.
You know,
it's like a pedophile who says, okay, I'm not going to touch children anymore, but can I have dolls that look like children? And they say, oh, yeah, that's acceptable, because it's not a real child. It's a doll that looks like a child. It's still aberrant behavior. If it's aberrant behavior to eat meat, then stop buying things that look like meat and just give in to the fact that you are going to eat things that grow out of the ground exclusively forever.
Yeah. Well, you know, now some people may counter, and they may say, if someone is trying to transition to a vegetarian or vegan diet and they've been eating meat and they miss it, if you have these pseudo meats or fake meats, then it helps them transition. My comeback to that is, right, but these are highly refined processed foods. Look at what goes in them, read the ingredients, you know, read the labels. They're not good for you at all. They're not healthy. And they're certainly, they may be made without animal products, but they are not healthy, natural, plant-based foods.
Yeah. I want to talk about something else.
You said you had a diet someone sent you?
Yeah, I want to read that, and I also want to talk about something else. You started to develop some physical attributes as a result of being a vegetarian, right?
Trudy recalls, I didn't even recall this, she said that she thought I was starting to develop breasts.
Were you eating soy products at the time?
I was eating tofu.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I honestly don't recall that, but I mean, you know, if she does, I'm not going to argue with her.
I want to go ahead. I want to get back on the clock. I want to take the break. And when we come back, I want to talk about the vegan bodybuilding diet that Scott Burbank was so nice to send to me. Scott, he vacillates with paleo and vegan and vegetarian and so on. And, you know, he's like most of us. He's trying to find something that works. And I believe that it's somewhere in the middle, you know? I think that anything extreme is not a good idea. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Not all so-called deodorants are the same. Only Goodness Inside deodorant is a multi-benefit deodorant that's not only free of aluminum and toxins, but provides the body with nutrients it needs, like magnesium, pure dead sea salts, minerals, and vitamins.
I'm a business owner. I'm in a high-stress situation. I'm also a CrossFit athlete. I'm constantly active. I need something that protects me for 24 hours and beyond. I've tried every natural deodorant out there. There is nothing that compares to this deodorant.
Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Only Goodness Inside banner ad to save 25% off your order today.
For the best in real world, no nonsense, result producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The secret word is epigenetic. Email that in to onair@superhumanradio.com to be entered for this week's Secret Word Contest. And good luck.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Bluebird Botanicals sources only the highest quality CBD extracts from hemp. CBD is a non-psychoactive, all-natural constituent used to bolster general health. Bluebird Botanicals performs third-party testing, has invested in state-of-the-art manufacturing equipment, delivers nationwide, and possesses industry-leading customer service. To get CBD delivered to your front door, go to superhumanradio.com, click the Bluebird Botanicals banner ad, and save 25% off with code SHR25. Bluebird Botanicals, setting the standard for CBD oil and extracts.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
What's wrong with me?
Welcome back. This entire show has been talking about diet, dietary templates, especially extreme ones like the vegan diet. If you're tuning in late, Brooks Cubic gave it a try for a year. His blood work sucked. He felt terrible. He had to eat constantly. He was always hungry. He had stomach issues. He got weaker in the gym. He lost muscle. So it did not work for him. But there's people out there that it works for. Maybe the answer is the food choices. If you're eating a lot of these alternative foods that vegans like to eat so that they feel like they're not hostages of a very narrow food template that look like meat, that are highly processed, maybe this is where the problem is. So here's a diet for vegan bodybuilding, for vegan bodybuilders, from veganbodybuilding.com. This is sample meal A. First meal, 4 pieces of whole fruit, and that's not four whole, is that 4 pieces, is that an entire, like 4 apples, or is that 4 slices of apples? I don't know. 4 pieces of whole fruit, 12 ounces of water. Meal two, bowl of mixed nuts, flax crackers. By the way, the only thing that has more phytoestrogens in it than soy is flax, just for the record. Okay, flax crackers, carrots, and hummus, 12 ounces of water. Bowl, meal three, bowl of red quinoa, or quinoa. No, I'm only kidding. I love when people pronounce it quinoa. It makes me laugh. Bowl of red quinoa, black beans, steamed kale, and pine nuts, green salad with artichoke hearts, peppers, cucumbers, and tomatoes. You add a chicken breast or two to that? That's a rockin', that sounds great to me.
Oh,
right?
No.
What? Can't eat the chicken breast, right?
No. I've got a whole other issue, but go ahead.
Okay.
If there's more.
That fourth meal, 4 pieces of whole fruit, 12 ounces of water. Meal five, brown rice, avocado, black or pinto beans, romaine hearts and salsa, green salad with spinach, broccoli, zucchini, and cabbage. 12. I mean, this is like you got to sit down in front of a bowl the size of a car tire. And then meal number six, 3 pieces of whole fruit, which I got to believe is a bad idea last thing at night, but okay. That's one. Then they got another one. Let me just read another one to be fair.
Okay.
Meal one, 3 rice cakes, almond butter, bowl of oats, 2 pieces of whole fruit chopped up and put in the oats, 12 ounces of water. Meal two, dates, coconut flakes, green smoothie, 2 pieces of whole fruit, 12 ounces of water. Meal three, 2 yams with almond gravy or peanut sauce, strips of tempeh with kale salad, small green salad, 12 ounces of water. Meal four, large green salad with lots of veggies, beans, peas, a variety of greens, fresh squeezed juice, green smoothie, 12 ounces of water. Meal five, stir-fried steamed vegetables with tofu, small green salad and with walnuts and hemp seeds, 12 ounces of water. And meal six, carrots and hummus, 2 pieces of whole fruit, 12 ounces of water. What are your issues with it? Besides that, I don't see any protein in it. I mean, very, very trace amounts of protein in it.
Well, there's hardly any protein. There are no omega-3s. You're eating...
Well, flax does have some omega-3s, but they don't, they don't work the way triglyceride-bound omega-3s from fish work. We know that.
Yeah.
They're poor sources of omega-3.
Yeah, so, and even so, you're just not getting nearly as much as you would get with omega-3s from animal sources.
Right.
But leaving all that aside, that diet would kill me. I would be in the bathroom on the toilet 24 hours a day. I simply could not digest it. And I certainly could not eat like that and go and train and do heavy squats and deadlifts and other heavy lifts. There's absolutely no way.
To your point, they have a sample workout as well to go with it.
Okay.
Total body weight workout without any gym equipment. Upper body weight workout. Upper body workout without any gym. So all they're proposing here is body weight movements. Push-ups, sit-ups, squat, body weight squats, yoga poses, and running 3 miles at a moderate pace.
Running 3 miles?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I go back to the same thing, Carl. I got to be really blunt. You would get 100 yards down the track and you'd have
to
stop and go to the bathroom.
You have to stop and poop. So
I mean, really, honest to goodness, that's like
it would be like that episode. There was a movie where they gave the guy like a colon blow and he had to poop in the garbage can. You'd be running down Cherokee Park and you'd have to stop at the garbage can to poop.
Yeah, you know it really is difficult for a lot of people. And, you know, the whole 5-meal-a-day, 6-meal-a-day bodybuilding thing that, you know, they've been throwing out since the 50s may work for some people. For other people who do not have strong digestive systems, you overload your digestive system and you get worse results.
Well, and I've found 4 meals a day for me works. I just need 4 meals a day, but I've got to get 50 grams of protein minimum in each of those meals, or if I don't get my calories in a couple days, I start getting weak. There's no 370 pound stiff leg deadlifts going on after that because I'm just dragging.
Yeah, and there's no way you could do that on the proposed diet. You know, sitting there, as you said, eating, you know, these industrial strength size bowls of quinoa or red beans or whatever. And I go back to, you would have, many people would have just tremendous digestive problems. And, you know, if someone tries to do this for moral or ethical reasons and no one's warned them about it, that's difficult. And I also go back to my own experience. I never adjusted to the diet that I was following. People kept saying, just stick with it, it'll get easier, it'll be fine, no problem. That did not happen. I was sick, I stayed sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
in the fellow, I don't know who wrote this book, but in his defense, Scott Burbank points out that he sells a book that has training with weights, intense weight workouts, mm-hmm. which obviously is the only way you're going to really put on any real muscle. But again, if you're not getting, we know one thing's for sure. Can't be denied. Leucine is the amino acid responsible for triggering mTOR. And mTOR is the mammalian target of rapamycin is what triggers protein synthesis. And we know that both exercise, but more importantly, high leucine, really is what triggers muscle growth. And I don't see high leucine. I mean, these black beans are not high in leucine. You know, quinoa is not high in leucine. I don't see where the whole proteins are coming from that building muscle. Now, maybe on a diet like that, you'll get shredded and you'll see muscle. But I just don't see going into the gym and eating that kind of a diet without some sort of supplement like pea protein. You know, you're buying bags of pea protein because that has a good profile of amino acids, or hemp protein. And you're down in, you know, three shaker bottles a day of that stuff to complement this. I don't see you adding any significant amount of muscle and strength on a diet like that.
Well, when I was trying the vegan experiment, I was using pea protein and I was using hemp protein. Didn't do any good. I mean, I started losing muscle mass, and it got to the point where I was just shrinking by the day, and I just said, that's it. Stopping, not going to do this. So,
Let me see where we are. I want to take a break because Scott Burbank is actually asking me some good questions that are going to prompt some responses here. So let's do this.
Okay.
Let's take a break. Scott said to me, and we actually mentioned this earlier, so you mean to me 50 grams of beans, protein from beans, isn't the same thing as meat? And he's right. Well, no, but he's really looking for answers. Mm-hmm. Scott's a great guy. He's looking for answers, right? Let me answer that question on the other side of the break. How about that? Okay, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You, too, can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Do you want to take tennis lessons? You don't have to wear white or join a country club anymore. Play your court since top-rated instructors to your local court, so you can take tennis lessons right in your neighborhood. Visit playyourcourt.com/superhuman to choose an instructor near you and receive $10 off your first lesson or lesson package. If you have questions, call 301-575-6112 and be sure to mention Superhuman Radio to receive your first lesson discount. Playyourcourt.com. Finally, a better way to take tennis lessons.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And the single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
My name is.
Welcome back to a very active episode of Physical Culture Radio. We're talking about diet. So Scott Burbank asked the question. It's a very good question. He said, "You mean to tell me that getting, you know, 50 grams of protein from black beans isn't the same thing as getting 50 grams of protein from beef, right?"
Yeah. So, do you want to do that, or can I take a stab?
Well, I actually have the numbers, but you can answer it if you want. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I've got the numbers, too. Go ahead.
Well, what are your numbers?
1 cup of black beans cooked, 41 grams of carbs, 15 grams of protein, dietary fiber, 15 grams, which is 60% of the daily value.
Okay. How much leucine?
I have not checked the leucine.
Okay,
you hold that, but let me just say, 50 grams of protein means you're having 3 cups of cooked black beans. That's 123 carbs. And it's 180% of the recommended daily value for fiber. Going back to my point earlier of digesting this is going to be a huge, huge problem and impossibility for many people. But you want the next step, you got the lysine numbers.
Okay, so actually, I have some slightly different numbers, so let me just go through these so that everything lines up, right? 1 cup of black beans, 661.5 calories, first of all. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And of that, 121 grams of carbohydrates. Does that match your numbers? These sound higher.
Those sound higher, yeah.
This is mature black beans raw, 1 cup.
Oh, I'm doing cooked.
Okay.
I'm working with cooked because I'm assuming you're not trying to eat your black beans raw.
Well, but I mean, if you cook them, do you lose the carbs, you think?
No.
Okay. 3.3 grams of leucine. 3 grams of leucine is the magic number to trigger the protein synthetic response in muscle. So in order to get the leucine you need, you'd have to eat an entire cup of black beans, whether it's 121 grams of carbs, according to this. I guess if it's cooked, maybe it's less. I don't know. But you get the same thing from 3 ounces of beef. That's 100, that's zero carbs and 213 calories. You get 3.3 grams of leucine. Or better yet, a scoop of protein powder that's high in whey protein, not in casein, but high in whey, at 21 to 23 grams of protein powder, which is generally about 120 calories, you get 3.3 grams of leucine. So If leucine builds muscle and you're a bodybuilder and you're eating a diet that's supposed to help you build muscle and you're eating a vegan diet, you'd have to be eating 80,000 calories, I'm being, you know, facetious, a day to get the appropriate leucine that you need to build muscle from your workouts. Or, you know, have 12 ounces of steak and 6 ounces of chicken and a lot less calories, a lot less fiber, a lot less of everything else, and still get the same response. And then Scott said, what about hemp protein? I didn't know this, but hemp protein has virtually no leucine in it at all. And people talk about hemp protein for bodybuilding.
You've just made the case. I mean, you know, and those are the numbers, and that's the science, and it's you know, I was going to say really difficult to argue with. I guess people can.
No, and I'll tell you why they're going to argue with it. And you know, and Scott is like most of us, okay? He feels very bad for animals. We all do. And nobody wants to go out and see animals hurt, you know? And I think that the real issue is when you hear about these family farms. I mean, I'm sorry, factory farms.
Factory farms.
You know, this is where the real problem becomes, because these animals are virtually tortured. And as a result of that, you know, people feel very, very bad. There's a phenomenon called anthropomorphism, if I say it right. Mm-hmm. And this is something exclusively human. We give animals human traits. Oh, you know, they feel bad. And this is actually in psychology, they discuss the relevance of this associated with other disorders, believe it or not. But it's something that's exclusively human. An animal that has white eyes, you know, oh, he's intelligent. Why? Because his eyes are like ours. We're not thinking it that way, but they think, you know, oh, the whites of his eyes like a human eye. Oh, he must be smart. And so we give animals human traits, and as a result, we feel bad for these animals. And when you see animals that are literally raised in cages, can't move their whole lives, then slaughtered for food, we feel that that's a great injustice. Most people choose to be vegans and or vegetarians because they feel sorry for animals, not because they think the diet's going to make them healthier. Now, those who feel sorry for animals, who want to mount a larger movement to get more people to feel sorry for animals, will then say, and it's healthier to eat vegan. That's the way we evolve. But they don't tell the whole story. They don't say, well, we evolved, and then if we would have stayed that way, we wouldn't be here having this conversation right now, because that group of Australopithecus, they're gone, and the ones that started eating meat are who we're descendants of, because it all stems from our desire not to harm or hurt anything else on the planet. We're very sympathetic, you know, and cooperative species, more so than any other species that roams the planet.
Yeah,
so I understand it.
And then you get into a lot of other issues, such as soybeans and these huge soybean plantations that are causing all kinds of environmental issues and killing scores of animals because it's destroying their habitats. You know, so what do you do there? These are issues you go all over the place with. I don't like factory farming, and, you know, certainly that made a move towards vegetarian or vegan diets a lot easier when I found that it was impossible for me to tolerate it. Again, other people may be fine on it, not me. So, you know, my choice was, if I wanted to continue to be healthy and strong, I had to do something else. And what I did was make the move back to locally sourced organic foods, grass-finished beef from animals that had a very decent life.
Right.
Pastured pork, free-range eggs, and you know, I buy my food from people that I know. And I talk with them, and I know how they treat their animals, and I know that their animals are treated very well and very humanely. And, you know, I know that the animals are part of a broader ecosystem. you know, if you're concerned about all that, read the books by Joel Salatin. I mean, he does a real good job of it. You know, and that's a very appropriate, acceptable moral ground that a lot of people move to. That's where I've moved to.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, the vegan diet for me was just an absolute disaster.
Well, and
impossible to follow. And, you know, I was in extremely poor health while I was following it. You know, you were talking about, you know, we were talking off air. You were asking if there were other problems. And, you know, I said, yeah, I developed, you know, really bad dental problems, gum disease, while I was on the vegan diet. And that took years to overcome. I mean, it was a really bad thing. Not a good experiment.
Well, and didn't you say that even when you came back out of being a vegan, it didn't just all snap back into place for you? I don't mean the gum problem, but I mean you didn't just immediately start feeling good again, right?
I took a while before I really started to feel better, and I had you know I had long term effects. I think that was just the result of not having enough nutrients. And, you know, going back comparing the black beans to the beef, 50 grams of protein from one, 50 grams of protein to the other. I mean, you know, remember, the beef also has omega-3s, black beans don't.
Oh, it's got so many other things. It's got vitamin B12, which most vegans are severely depleted of.
And I clearly was. And I mean, you know, it took a while to build that back up in the body.
Yeah.
And get back to a healthier lifestyle.
Let's take our last break. When we come back, we'll finish up on whatever else you want to cover on this. And I want to talk about phytoestrogens for a second, because it's an important component.
Sure.
When we're talking about the vegan diet. This has been a great show. I'm really enjoying this, and I really love the listener participation from Scott Burbank, because it's nice to have somebody out there who actually is asking these same questions. You know, to get, you know what I mean? Some of the questions he asked were great. Maybe a lot of people, that was fantastic. I want to thank him for that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You drink coffee, but do you know what's in your coffee? Pesticides, herbicides, unhealthy molds and bacteria. That's unless you drink Nutra Cafe. Nutra Cafe is small batch, certified organic Arabica whole bean gourmet coffee that's infused with an immune-supporting medicinal mushroom blend. Nutra Cafe tastes amazing because it's low acid, and it doesn't cost any more to drink the world's best coffee. Roasted fresh every week in small batches. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Nutra Cafe banner ad to learn more. There's only one Nutra Cafe organic medicinal coffee in the world. Why would you drink anything else?
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date. Now available in two great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors, or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code SuperhumanRadio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle building, and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Hey, Brooks, before we get back into it, are you releasing a new book this week?
Yes.
Talk about it.
Yeah. Well, back in 1997, I started a monthly newsletter that eventually almost became a small magazine. I did that for 5 years. It was called The Dinosaur Files. And, you know, so this is a long time ago. It started in 1997 and ran through 2002. It has hundreds of articles, great articles, great routines, great workouts, great training information, lots of good fun stuff. And the material that I wrote for it was unique to it, meaning I've never published it anywhere else. It's not in any other book or anthology or collection. It's not on my website. It's not on my blog. If you got it back in 1997, then you're one of the lucky people. If you didn't get it, then you've missed out. And I think of these old articles as my lost articles. So I've been getting, you know, over the years, as you might imagine, many requests to issue these again or reprint them or somehow make them available.
Yeah, because I bet a lot of the stuff in them is still very pertinent and true.
Absolutely. I mean, they are wonderful articles, some of my best articles and best workouts. And, you know, I remember back in 1997, 1998, I'd get feedback from people. You know, they said, hey, I tried this routine that you wrote up. I tried this workout. I got great results. You know, it was really a lot of fun. So I said, now that we're doing ebooks and things are a bit more accessible, particularly for our overseas readers, said, okay, we're going to bring these back. And what I'm doing, I'm taking the best articles that I wrote from the Dinosaur Files from 1997 through 2002, and I'm updating them, supplementing them, adding to them, expanding them, bringing them up to date, making them current, and issuing them in book form in a series of books. And the books, the series is called the Dinosaur Training Strength Archive, because an archive is a collection of old, valuable historical documents. That's the dictionary definition. And that's what these are. They are, in some cases, almost 20 years old, very valuable training articles.
Right.
And so I'm putting them together and issuing them in book form. We released today, and I put the link on on the Facebook page about our show today, or people can find it at the Dinosaur Training blog. We released the link to order the hard copy version of the first book in the series. And as soon as we have it finished for ebook, which will be very soon, I'll send an ebook, a Kindle link, to all of my readers, everyone who gets my daily emails. So people will be able to order it either in hard copy form or in Kindle ebook form. And this will be the first of a series. We'll probably need probably about 6, 7, maybe 8 of these books to get all of the really good articles in. But we're going to do it, and gives people a chance who missed it the first time to find this information and go back and read the lost articles, which have now been found. They're lost no longer. So I'm pretty excited about this.
It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
Well, you know, one crazy thing about physical culture, and you know, I've got a fondness for, you know, physical culture material from the past. So much of it has been lost. You know, all these great articles, great workouts, great training programs, great pieces of equipment, great ideas that were written up in the 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, they're gone. And unless you happen to be lucky enough to have a copy of an old magazine that has an article that, you know, shares a workout or a program or a new exercise, they're just gone. They're not in books. They're nowhere to be found. And that's a shame, and I didn't want it to happen to some of my good old articles, and so I said, I need to do something about that.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm excited about that. And then, you know, the other thing that we're doing, we're releasing Knife, Fork, Muscle, my book on diet and nutrition for strength training.
As a Kindle ebook?
Well, as a series of Kindle
ebooks. Yeah, because it's a pretty long book, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. And so we have three of them out. There's going to be one more. But the interesting thing is that the first three Kindle ebooks in the Knife, Fork, Muscle Kindle ebook series, they cover everything I've been talking about today.
Very cool.
Yeah, you know, especially that food allergy issue, which is a really, really big one. And, you know, Scott wrote in, he said he was bouncing between different dietary approaches.
Right.
The discussion of protein, healthy carbs, healthy and unhealthy fats, the importance of omega-3s, balancing your omega-3 and your omega-6 levels and what it can do for you, and the food allergy issue in the first three books in the Knife, Fork, Muscle series would be eye-openers for Scott.
Yeah.
And eye-openers for anyone else who's been sitting, listening to the show and, you know, saying, well, you know, I don't know. I need to think about that a bit more. I need to read about it a little bit more. I just need to chew on it. There's a lot of information in those books, and it'll give you some really interesting perspectives to allow you to make the best choice for you.
We only have a couple minutes left. I want to give some people some perspective on one of the things that I want to close on, okay?
Okay, sure.
And that is the high amount of phytoestrogens found in the average vegan diet. And there's a lot of people out there who don't think this matters. Well, The soybean industry will tell you, oh, you know, the estrogen in soybeans is not really a big deal. And no one in the flaxseed industry is even talking about the fact that they have more phytoestrogens than soy. And let's not forget, if you're eating non-organic, conventionally grown stuff, you have xenoestrogens. So the debate goes on and on that, oh, well, it's not like real estrogen. It doesn't affect anything. I was browsing a scientific journal not too long ago, and you know how banner ads pop up in front of you?
Mm-hmm.
A banner ad popped up with a scientist holding his face like that painting The Scream.
Yes.
Right? But he's a scientist, and it says, phytoestrogens in my lab animal diet? And then it says, know what you're feeding with open source diets. So think about this. Scientists who are doing research don't want any phytoestrogens in the food that they're feeding their research animals, because these phytoestrogens will cause some sort of other effect to occur that may not be what they're looking. You get it? It's like, if phytoestrogens in food are important to researchers who are feeding rats,
because it's going to throw the results off because of the phytoestrogens.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, they may develop cancer because of the phytoestrogens, not because of this. If it's important to them for their research, shouldn't it be important to you if you're consuming a high phytoestrogen load diet? I think so. There's an example that you won't find anywhere. I mean, scientists don't want it in their lab animals.
That's a really compelling point. I was not aware of that. Thank you for sharing that.
I've been saving this. I actually screenshotted it. I'm going to write a blog on it within the next couple of days, because it kind of puts a nail in the coffin of the, phytoestrogens aren't really a big problem in soy. It's not going to affect anything. Oh, no, huh? It could affect the outcome of research. It can definitely affect your outcome.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't want to hear that from the soy industry. No, the soy industry loves to have it both ways. Oh, they tell women, soy milk and stuff like that may help you when you're getting hot flashes. And then when people go, well, there's too much phytoestrogen. Oh, no, but it has a very low affinity. It doesn't really affect you the same way as real estrogen does. Well, does it or doesn't it? You know, you can't have it both ways. Well, apparently it does.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, what do you want to close on? And then we'll wrap it up. We have a couple minutes here.
Well, I just want to say that we tried to pitch the show as a personal experiment and a personal journey, and I hope that people have listened to it from that perspective. And again, I go back to, everyone is different, and your situation is different, and your diet's going to be different. And where you will probably go wrong is blindly following someone else's dogmatic advice, whatever it is, that's probably going to be a problem for you.
Especially if their dogmatic advice requires a highly exclusionary diet. And when I mean highly exclusionary, I'm saying avoiding, all meat, avoiding all green leafy vegetables. I mean, you can't eat that way. You can avoid some grains. There are some grains, some ancient grains out there that seem to be more digestible than others, like spelt, quinoa, and amaranth. But that's because the food industry hasn't gotten a hold of them yet. So you better buy them now.
Yeah.
Before they modify them.
Well, maybe that's the answer for the survival food thing that got me interested and off on this track anyway. Buy 1,000 pounds of spelt and put it downstairs.
Last thing, Scott wants me to tell you thank you for sharing, and he's going to get your book, the Kindle versions when they're available. So
The Kindle versions are available now, and more power to him. And Scott, thanks a lot for the questions. They really helped the discussion.
And I've made a promise to Scott. I'm going to help him find the farmer close to him, because I think that he would be eating more animal protein if he felt good about the way the animals were raised. So
can do that with websites. There's a lot of information out there.
Yeah, I've got a couple websites. I'm gonna search right away and send him some information. All right, look, it's been a great show. That was 2 hours, Brooks.
Yeah, well, it just flew by.
Thanks for sharing your story. We'll talk to you later. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Tomorrow's Casual Friday. We're going to be announcing the winner of the Secret Word Contest. I hope you took the time to email it in, because it could be you. See you tomorrow.